What a great day it's been. Totally in contrast with yesterday. I have to say, I woke up very pleased with myself. I'd had a bit of a disaster of a performance of the speech that I was aiming to give on Thursday evening. But I hadn't totally disgraced myself, and I thought, well, I've learned a lot from doing that. I'll never do it again. I'll never give a speech which involves me having to learn off by heart 550 words. I'm just not up to it. So I thought, great. The two other people made better speeches than me. I was third out of three. So I started the day in a very good humour in comparison with the day before when I was in a lousy humour. And then thinking about Friday morning, I didn't know what I had to do, except that at some stage I had to get ready for my brother and his girlfriend to come and stay overnight. And that was great. They arrived in, everything was very quick, and they went out more or less straight away. I drove them into town and they're gone off to see or to be present at my niece's choir performing in University College Cork. And good luck to them. But I'm now sitting here with a glass of gin and tonic and wondering, when are they coming home? I want a drinking partner. I mean, that's how good my humour is. The good humour follows on poker this evening. Wonderful evening of poker with very good friends. And I'm very delighted to say that two of us haven't given up the idea of going to Monte Carlo and playing poker together there. That's for another day. Yes, I'm in good humour because I won at poker and my wife played well. Did well as well, so we came away with a pretty good experience. Oh, the food was to die for. It was absolutely lovely. The white wine was a Chablis, and I could have drunk Chablis all night. I bet you I could have drunk a whole bottle, but it was lovely Chablis. And Peter, one of the people, said to me that, you know, he's in business and stuff, that he had sent out a huge number of these bottles as Christmas presents to people in connection with his business. And I thought, wow, he's got very good taste. So, excuse me. I just thought I'd have a little bit of gin and tonic there. I'm also eating at the moment. I'm eating sesame sticks. Yeah, which are best before the 31st of August, which is my daughter's birthday. So there, that's probably the most I'm going to be able to remember from the day. I had a lovely phone call from Lynn Gilbert in New York, who was participating in a debate and wanted my advice, really, in relation to how she should approach the debate that she was going to be in. I think the debate consisted of 2 minutes to each side, followed by a vote, and then you get through to the next round if you win the vote. Anyway, she's an amazing New Yorker. And I think she's some ridiculous age, like 85 or something. And I don't care what age she is, she's just fabulous to talk to. And you know, when somebody is good to talk to, that makes a huge difference to your life. So talking to her was terrific today. I also managed to get an interview that I did with a Toastmaster who lives in Montreal, Alex McCarney. And I got that, I mean, it was about 1 hour of audio, which I had to edit and get rid of superfluous sounds. That's all I got rid of, superfluous sounds. Like unnecessary use of the word and. That's a big thing for me. I use the word and too frequently and use it to link together things which do not have to be linked together. But I want to say thanks for being here. Thanks for paying whatever attention you feel I deserve. I'm in good form, and it's almost exactly midnight.